Hoy te voy a enseñar frases en inglés que vas a necesitar todos los días. Vas a escucharlas en películas, canciones, por las calles. Si es que quieres entender el inglés hablado, vas a querer saber estas frases. Ya, empecemos. La primera frase, come on. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Quiere decir como venga, dale, vamos, come on. Y vamos a vincular come on. La E al final de come es sorda. Come on. Hey, come on. Dale, vamos.
Come on. Come on.
Come on. Come on.
I'm sorry, my bad.
I'm sorry, my bad.
I'm sorry, my bad.
Lo siento, la culpa es mía. I'm sorry. Hay que cerrar los labios para pegar bien la M. I'm sorry, my bad. Y es informal de decir my bad, mas lo usamos muchísimo. I'm sorry, my bad.
I'm sorry, my bad.
I'm sorry, my bad.
I'm sorry, my bad. I'm sorry, my bad.
Y si tú quieres educar tu oído 100% gratis, tengo un entrenamiento que me tomó meses crear que puedes bajar hoy en día 100% gratis. Educa tu oído hoy. Enlace en el primer comentario. It's up to you.
It's up to you.
It's up to you.
Tú decides. Depende de lo que tú quieres hacer. Yo quiero que tú decides. It's up. It's up to. Vamos a reducir el to a un to. It's up to. It's up to you. Bajando de entonación al final. It's up to you.
It's up to you. It's up to you.
It's up to you. It's up to you.
Give me a hand.
Give me a hand.
Give me a hand.
Échame una mano, dame una mano. Give me a hand. Y si quieres ser más cortés, podrías añadir un modal ahí, un verbo modal. Could you, podrías, could you give me a hand? ¿Me podrías echar una mano? Could you give me a hand? O más directo, give me a hand.
Give me a hand. Give me a hand.
Give me a hand. Give me a hand.
Take it easy.
Take it easy.
Take it easy.
Tómalo con calma, ya, tranquilízate un poco. Take it easy. It acá, la situación. Tú estás reaccionando muy fuerte a X situación. Take it easy. Take it easy. Acá vamos a vincular en cada palabra. Take it easy. Take it easy.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
No problem. No hay problema. No hay problema con eso, con lo que me acabas de decir. No problem. No problem.
No problem.
No problem.
No problem.
No problem.
Congratulations. Enhorabuena, felicitaciones. Si quieres felicitar a alguien por algo, congratulations. Hey, congratulations. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
No te rindas con tu inglés. No te rindas, ¿no? Don't give up. Give up, un phrasal verb acá, rendirte, ¿no? Pero no te rindas. Don't give up. Don't give up. Give up. Don't give up.
Don't give up. Don't give up.
Don't give up. Don't give up.
I'm tired. Estoy cansado, estoy cansada. I'm tired. I'm tired.
I'm tired. I'm tired.
I'm tired. I'm tired.
That's okay.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Está bien, no pasa nada. That's okay. Aquí pegué la T y la S. That's okay. Okay. That's okay.
That's okay. That's okay.
That's okay. That's okay.
I'll take it.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
Lo tomo. I'll take it. Acá podemos estar hablando de una oferta. Me ofreces un trabajo y yo digo, I'll take it. I'll take it. Lo tomo. I'll take it. I'll take it.
I'll take it. I'll take it. I'll take it. I'll take it.
That'd be great. Thanks.
That'd be great. Thanks.
That'd be great. Thanks.
Eso sería genial. Gracias. Alguien te acaba de ofrecer hacer algo para ti. That'd be great. Thanks. That'd be great. Thanks.
That'd be great. Thanks. That'd be great. Thanks.
That'd be great. Thanks. That'd be great. Thanks.
My pleasure.
My pleasure.
My pleasure.
El gusto es mío. My pleasure. Pleasure. My pleasure.
My pleasure.
My pleasure.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
I'm so happy for you.
I'm so happy for you.
I'm so happy for you.
Si quieres decir a alguien, tu amigo que te acaba de decir, me dieron un aumento de sueldo muy alto, o algo así, estoy tan feliz por ti. I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for you. O quizás acaban de casar con alguien, ya, o van a casar pronto. I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for you.
I'm so happy for you.
I'm so happy for you.
I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for you.
Anytime.
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 Anytime. En cualquier momento. Anytime. Hey, anytime.
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 Anytime. Anytime.
You look nice. Te ves bien.
You look nice.
You look nice.
Te ves guapa, pero es una forma un poco más suave si estás saliendo apenas con alguien o una amiga ahí o amigo que te cae muy bien y no quieres como darle duro, digamos, puedes decir, you look nice, you look nice. Una forma más suave de decir, te ves guapo, guapa.
You look nice, you look nice.
You look nice, you look nice.
Here you go.
Here you go.
Here you go.
Aquí tienes. Te estoy pasando algo. Quizás la policía te pidieron tu licencia, tu registración. Here you go, sir. Here you go. Aquí lo tienes.
Here you go. Here you go.
Here you go. Here you go.
I'll talk to you later.
I'll talk to you later.
I'll talk to you later.
I'll talk to you later. Later. I'll talk to you later.
I'll talk to you later.
I'll talk to you later.
I'll talk to you later.
I'll talk to you later.
Para decir estoy relleno, no puedo comer más. I'm stuffed.
I'm stuffed.
I'm stuffed.
Stuffed. Tenemos también a stuffed animals, los animalitos, para los niños digo, que ponen algodón adentro. Es a stuffed animal. Y puedes imaginar la misma acción. Comiste mucho, you're stuffed. You're stuffed with food. ¿Okay? No puedo comer más. I'm stuffed.
I'm stuffed. I'm stuffed.
I'm stuffed. I'm stuffed.
Your turn. Tu turno, your turn. Hey, it's your turn. Your turn.
It's your turn. It's your turn.
Your turn.
Your turn.
Never you mind. Es decir, no te preocupes, eso no es para ti, ¿ya? Eso no es para que te quedes ahí pensando, no es tu asunto. Never you mind. Never you mind.
Why?
Never you mind, just come along.
Why?
Never you mind, just come along.
What's the center?
Never you mind.
What's the center?
Never you mind.
What a small world. ¿Qué mundo más pequeño?
What a small world.
You all know each other? What a small world.
Normalmente lo usamos cuando nos encontramos con alguien inesperadamente en un lugar, como yo voy a la playa y veo un amigo desde años que no he visto por años. Hey, what a small world. What a small world. What a small world.
What a small world. What a small world.
You all know each other? What a small world.
You all know each other? What a small world.
I know what you mean. Yo sé lo que quieres decir. I know what you mean. I know what you mean. What you. I know what you mean.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
I know what you mean, but I don't think it's that simple.
I know what you mean, but I don't think it's that simple.
Let me think about it. Let me think about it. Déjame pensarlo bien, ¿ya? Let me think about it. Alguien te ofrece algo y te dice, ¿qué piensas? ¿Quieres tomarlo? ¿Quieres tomar la oportunidad? Let me think about it. Let me think about it.
Let me think about it.
Let me think about it.
All right, let me think about it.
All right, let me think about it.
You are driving me crazy.
Right now, you're driving me crazy.
Literalmente, me estás manejando loco, pero me estás volviendo loco. Y normalmente, en vez de you are, you're driving me crazy. Me estás volviendo loco. You're driving me crazy.
Right now, you're driving me crazy.
Right now, you're driving me crazy.
It's not worth it. No vale la pena. La situación, lo que me estás contando ahora, no vale la pena. No vale el riesgo que vas a tomar. It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
It's not worth it, you know?
It's not worth it, you know?
Don't do it, Wendell. It's not worth it, man.
Don't do it, Wendell. It's not worth it, man.
Siéntete en casa. Mi casa es tu casa. Cuando alguien viene a tu casa, quieres decir, make yourself at home.
Please make yourself at home.
Come on in. Make yourself at home.
Make yourself at home. Es decir, no deberías sentir incómodo. Tranquilízate, agarra algo del refri si quieres tomar algo. Make yourself at home. Y también nota que en inglés también usamos mucho mi casa es su casa. No, siempre van a decir en vez de tu casa, mi casa es su casa, van a decir. Para decir, yeah, make yourself at home.
Please make yourself at home.
Please make yourself at home.
Come on in, make yourself at home.
Come on in, make yourself at home.
The choice is yours. La decisión es tuya. The choice is yours. Hey, the choice is yours.
The choice is yours, my lady.
The choice is yours, my lady.
The choice is yours.
The choice is yours.
What's up?
What's up, players?
What's up, Suki?
What's up, Bullet?
¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo estás? Una forma muy informal para saludar a la gente que lo usamos mucho con los amigos. No quieres usarlo con tu jefe. What's up? Hey, what's up? What's up? Vinculando. Hey, what's up?
What's up, players?
What's up, players? What's up, Suki?
What's up, Bullet?
What's up, Suki?
What's up, Bullet?
Don't mention it. No hay de qué.
Thanks.
Don't mention it.
Thanks. Don't mention it.
Don't mention it. Mention it. Mention it. Don't mention it.
Thanks.
Don't mention it.
Thanks.
Don't mention it.
Thanks. Don't mention it.
Thanks. Don't mention it.
Guess what? ¿Sabes qué? ¿Adivina qué? Usamos eso antes de decir lo que realmente queremos decir, pero para como a crear un poco de suspensión, ¿no? Para que se queden como, ¿qué? ¿Qué? Dime, dime. Guess what? Guess what?
Oh, guess what? Oh, guess what?
Guess what?
What?
Guess what?
What?
Para rechazar una oferta muy suave, maybe another time. Tal vez en otro momento, quizás en otra ocasión. Maybe another time. Maybe another time.
Sorry, hon. Maybe another time. Sorry, hon. Maybe another time.
Paulie, I appreciate it, but maybe another time, huh? Paulie, I appreciate it, but maybe another time, huh?
It's no big deal. No es nada grande, no es una gran cosa, ¿ya? Yeah? It's no big deal. It's no big deal.
It's no big deal, okay? It's no big deal, okay?
It's no big deal, relax.
It's no big deal, relax.
You're kidding me.
You're kidding me.
You're kidding me.
You're kidding me. Me estás tomando el pelo. Cuando alguien te dice algo muy como sorprendente, what? You're kidding me. No lo puedo creer. You're kidding me. You're kidding me.
You're kidding me. You're kidding me.
You're kidding me.
You're kidding me.
Otra variación. You're joking. You're joking. You're joking. You're joking. No lo puedo creer. ¿Me estás tomando el pelo?
You're joking. You're joking.
You're joking.
You're joking. You're joking.
It was nice talking to you.
It was nice talking to you.
It was nice talking to you, and we'll talk again soon.
Fue agradable conversar contigo. It was nice talking to you. Hey, it was nice talking to you. Es decir, ya conociste a alguien, charlaste por un tiempito, ya te vas y quieres saludarles. It was nice talking to you.
It was nice talking to you.
It was nice talking to you.
It was nice talking to you, and we'll talk again soon.
It was nice talking to you, and we'll talk again soon.
Take care. Cuídate. Lo usamos mucho con los amigos, con todos. De verdad, en todos los contextos, hey, take care. Es decir, te vas y crees que no vas a ver a alguien por un tiempito. Quieres decir, cuídate. Yeah? Hey, take care. Take care.
Take care. Take care.
Take care.
Take care, ladies.
Take care.
Take care, ladies.
Give me a break. Es decir, literalmente como dame un respiro, dame un descanso. Y puede ser eso. Alguien te está molestando. Hey, give me a break. O también lo usamos como de forma de decir, me estás tomando el pelo. No te creo. No creo lo que me estás diciendo. Give me a break. Give me a break. No te creo.
Give me a break, man. Give me a break, man. Oh, give me a break, would you? Oh, give me a break, would you?
That's much better.
That's much better.
That's much better, new boy. That's much better.
Eso es mucho mejor. O eso está mucho mejor. That's much, much better. That's much better.
That's much better.
That's much better. That's much better, new boy. That's much better. That's much better, new boy. That's much better.
No problem at all. No problem at all. No hay problema. No problem at all.
No problem at all. This is great. No problem at all. This is great.
Thanks for the invite.
No problem at all.
Thanks for the invite.
No problem at all.
Glad to help. Encantado de ayudar. Yeah? Glad to help. Oye, Cody, gracias por hacer X cosa. Glad to help.
I'm glad to help, ma'am.
I'm glad to help, ma'am.
See you then. Hasta entonces, ¿ok? No tenemos un acuerdo, vamos a encontrar el jueves que viene a las 3 p.m. Hey, see you then. Take care. See you then. Take care.
See you then.
See you.
See you then.
See you.
See you then. See you then.
Enjoy your day. Disfruta tu día, ¿ya? Ya estamos partiendo uno para su lado. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your day.
Enjoy your day.
Enjoy your day.
Enjoy your day. Enjoy your day.
What do you mean? ¿Qué quieres decir? ¿Qué quieres decir con eso? No lo entiendo muy bien. No entiendo tu punto. What do you mean? Do you? Do you? What do you mean? What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Where are you headed? ¿A dónde te diriges? ¿No? ¿Dónde vas? Where are you headed? Lo usamos mucho. Where are you headed? Where are you headed? Headed. Where are you headed?
Where are you headed?
Lunch.
Where are you headed?
Lunch. Where are you headed?
Florida.
Where are you headed?
Florida.
Poor you. Es decir, pobrecito, pobrecita. Poor you. Ah, poor you.
Poor you. Poor you.
Ah, poor you. Ah, poor you.
You're doing great. Lo estás haciendo genial. Lo estás haciendo muy bien. Sigue así. You are, you're doing great. Hey, you're doing great.
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 I can't afford it. No lo puedo pagar. No tengo suficiente dinero de comprarlo, de hacerlo. I can't afford it. Afford it. I can't afford it.
I can't afford it.
I can't afford it.
That's it. Eso es. Así es. No quiero hablar más. That's it. That's it.
That's it. You got it. That's it. You got it.
That's all they gave you? That's it. That's all they gave. That's it.
I can't make up my mind. Es decir, no puedo decidirme bien. I can't make up my mind. I can't make up my mind.
I just can't make up my mind.
I just can't make up my mind.
Yeah, me too. I can't make up my mind.
Yeah, me too. I can't make up my mind.
Espero que aprendiste algo nuevo hoy. Quería agradecer a todos que han venido a Patreon para apoyar este canal. Mil gracias a cada uno de ustedes. Si tú estás luchando acá para aprender inglés, tienes varias opciones. Puedes trabajar más cercano conmigo en mi curso de Fast Fluidez. También puedes revisar mis videos acá por YouTube. Tenemos más de 400 para ayudarte a llevar tu inglés al próximo nivel. Si llegaste al final, por favor avísame. Me encantaría saberlo si miraste todo el video. Espero que estés muy bien. Hasta la próxima vez. Chao, chao.